Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, it's your girl Nova Lane, and welcome back to Unfollowed. We're diving deep into something that affects all of us, even if we try to pretend otherwise, our relationship with social media. Ever scroll for hours, only to feel more drained than energized? You know that feeling, right? It's like a bottomless pit of curated perfection that can leave you feeling inadequate and disconnected from your own life. That's why understanding how we actually interact with these platforms is crucial, because social media isn't just about cat videos and vacation pics, it's rewiring our brains, folks. And trust me, I'm not here to tell you to delete all your accounts and become a hermit, although that might sound tempting sometimes. Instead, let's break down this complex relationship and figure out how to be more intentional with our time and energy online. So, buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready to get real about social media. Let's start with the most important thing, awareness. Recognizing how social media affects you is step one. Are you constantly checking notifications? Do you find yourself comparing yourself to others? Do you feel anxious or stressed when you're not online? It's okay to admit it, we've all been there. Being aware of these patterns helps us take control and make conscious choices about our usage. Next up, identify your triggers. What makes you reach for your phone? Boredom. Stress. FOMO, fear of missing out. Knowing what pushes you to scroll can help you address those underlying feelings in healthy ways. Maybe it's taking a walk, journaling, or connecting with friends offline. Find activities that genuinely bring you joy and fulfillment. Now, let's talk about the algorithm. That mysterious beast is designed to keep you hooked, ensuring you content tailored to your interests and fears. The more you engage, the more it learns, creating a feedback loop that can be hard to break. Recognizing this power dynamic is key. It's like a game, and you don't have to play by their rules. Take breaks and follow accounts that trigger negative emotions, and actively seek out content that inspires and uplifts you. Don't forget the power of intentionality. Instead of mindlessly scrolling, ask yourself, what do I want to get out of this? Are you seeking information, entertainment, or connection? Define your goals and use social media strategically. Finally, remember, real life is happening outside your screen. Don't let social media steal precious moments with loved ones, hobbies you enjoy, or simply appreciating the beauty around you. Remember to unplug regularly, recharge, and reconnect with yourself and the world offline. Think about that time you were scrolling through Instagram before a big event, maybe a job interview or a first date. You start comparing yourself to others' seemingly perfect lives, your confidence takes a hit, and suddenly you're feeling super anxious. That's social media playing its game, fueling those insecurities and pulling you further into the vortex. It's easy to get sucked in, but remember, those curated feeds don't tell the whole story. So what can you do? Before diving back into that social media hole, take a few deep breaths, remind yourself of your strengths, and focus on the things that truly matter. You got this. We've covered some powerful stuff today about understanding our relationship with social media awareness triggers, the algorithm's game, intentionality, and the importance of living beyond the screen. Remember, it's not about demonizing social media. It can be a great tool for connection, learning, and even inspiration. But it's all about finding the sweet spot where it enhances our lives rather than taking over. Now go forth, reclaim your time, and remember, you're amazing just as you are. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Tag me at Nova Lane Podcast and share your thoughts on how you're breaking free from the algorithm. I can't wait to hear your stories and keep this journey of mindful connection going.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.